In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we 像我们要来讲夫妻之道。
This afternoon, we'd like to discuss between husband and wife.
根据去年台湾有关这个婚姻的统计报告。
According to Taiwan report last year,
每14.7分钟就有一对夫妻离婚。
Every 14.7 couple.There will be one couple that divorced.
有将近35,000个家庭破裂。
And about 35,000 families will are come from broken families.
有165,000人居住在单亲的家庭里面。
And about 1.65 million people live in single parent families.
那这样的离婚率。高到让我们有点担心。
And this is a very worrying phenomenon.
我们不知道竟然到这么快、这么多的地步。
Both rates are high, but we don't know that it's escalating to such a rate.
这不只是让家庭破裂，也影响了社会的治安。
This does not only cause families to be broken, but it is a threat to the security of the nation.
那一年全台湾大约有320,000件刑事案。
And at that time, in Taiwan, there are more than 300,000 criminal cases.
有42.8%都是这些问题青少年所做的。
And 42% of these crimes were committed by juvenile delinquents.
而这一些42%的青少年当中，大部分都是来自这一些婚姻破裂的问题家庭。
And out of these delinquents, most of them come from the broken families where the parents are divorced.
这些统计数目告诉了我们。
These statistics tell us.
我们不能够不正视这个夫妻婚姻之道。
That we cannot but have a high regard on the way between husband and wife.
因为夫妻两个人的婚姻直接影响了这个家庭，也直接影响了整个教会，整个社会的治安。
Because the marital relationships of couples directly influences the welfare of the home and indirectly influences the security of the nation.
而跟我们的教会更有直接的破坏和影响。
And it will have a direct effect on our church.
因为如果基督徒的婚姻也一样的破裂的话，
because if Christian marriages break up just as easily,
岂不是也给这些没有道理的人说，你们这些有道理的人都这样，那怎么怪我们这些所谓没有道理的人呢？
Then those people who do not know the truth will say to us who say we know the truth, are we not the same?
我们又怎么样来做世界上的光？
How then can we be the light of the world?
我们又怎么样来见证耶稣基督的福音呢？
How then can we be witnesses of the gospel of Christ Jesus?
所以我们基督徒的夫妻更应当要明白这个道理。
So Christian couples must be more certain of how to behave as couples.
我们两个人感情的问题既然牵连这么大这么广，
We must understand that though it is a relationship between two people, yet it has far-reaching effects.
你想想看，如果你们夫妻两个人吵架了，你还会想到要来聚会吗？
Just imagine if you were to quarrel with your spouse, would you have the mood to come for services?
你还会带你的儿女来听道理吗？
Would you bring your children to listen to the sermon?
那夫妻都不来，你怎么叫儿女来？你怎么带家人来呢？
If you do not come, how would you lead your family, your children to come?
因此，我们冷静地去思想。
So if you were to reflect upon it calmly,
夫妻关系的确是影响重大。
The husband and wife relationship does have far-reaching effects.
要怎么才有一个幸福的家庭、幸福的婚姻？
How can we build a blessed family and to have a strong marriage?
这好像跟教育程度没有什么关系。
It seems that it has nothing to do with academic levels.
因为有许多受高等教育的人一样是婚姻失败的。
Because there are marital failures amongst the highly educated.
那也好像跟钱财没有什么关系。
And it doesn't have much to do with wealth as well.
许多夫妻分裂，他们根本一点都没有说不够钱用，反而钱太多了。
Marriages break up not because they lack wealth, but in fact many of them are a result of having too much wealth.
反倒是因为钱来吵啊。
They quarrel because of money.
那是什么问题呢？
Then what, where does the problem lie?
我想因为他们都忽略了圣经的夫妻之道。
I think it is because they lack knowledge or neglect the truth about spousal relationships in the Bible.
甚至包括基督徒也已经不看重什么叫做基督徒的夫妻之道。
And amongst Christians even many have forgottenwhat a spousal relationship based on the Bible is.
所以借着今天下午的机会，我们再一次来思想圣经的夫妻之道。
So let us take this opportunity of this afternoon service to ponder over these truths once again.
请看马太福音十九章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19.
我们读第三节
，verse 3
到第六节
，to verse 6. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 to verse 6. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him,Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
我们真的没有听过夫妻之道吗？
Have we really not heard about the truth of husband and wife relationship?
就如耶稣对他们说的。
It's just like what Jesus said to them.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
神起初造人是造男造女。
At the beginning, when God created humankind, He created them male and female.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合。
Therefore, a man must leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife.
二人成为一体。
And the two shall become one flesh.
这经你们没有念过吗？
And he asked, Have you not read?
既然我们念过，也已经听过。
Since we have read and we have heard,
那我们就应该明白这个夫妻之道。
Then we must understand the way of husband and wife.
如果不明白，
If we do not understand it,
耶稣就再一次解释。
And Jesus makes an explanation again in verse 6.
既然如此，
He said, So then,
夫妻不再是两个人
，They are no longer two people，
乃是一体的
，They are one body。
所以神配合的人不可以分开。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder。
两个人已经成为一体了
，Two people are now one body。
怎么能够分开呢
？How can you tear them apart？
这就是圣经的夫妻之道。
This is the truth of spousal relations in the Bible。
所以不管在夫妻生活发生任何的问题。
So no matter what kind of problems come up in between you and your wife,
我们都不能够说离婚。
We cannot divorce.
有一个做女婿的
，a son-in-law
就去见他的岳父。
Once went to his father-in-law.
他对他的岳父说
，and said to him,
我跟你的女儿已经不相爱了。
I do not love your daughter anymore. We don't love each other anymore.
既然你有爱。
Since love does not exist,
勉强在一起有什么意义呢？
Of what meaning is there for us to force ourselves to live together?
所以现在我要把这个女儿退还给你了。
Now I want to give back your daughter to you.
你做岳父的，你要怎么办呢
？If you are the father-in-law, what would you do?
这个岳父就说：“来来来，这么大件事，要真的要坐下来谈。”
So the father-in-law said, "This is a big thing. Let's sit down and discuss."
我告诉你一件事情
Let me tell you something.
我那天到 supermarket 买了一个罐头
The other day I bought a can of canned food at the supermarket.
我开了以后发现到太辣不合我的口味
And once I opened it I found that it's too much chili and it doesn't suit my taste.
所以我就拿去 supermarket 去退还
So I rejected the goods at the supermarket.
那个售货员笑笑对我说
And the salesperson said to me not with a smile.
他说 Upper
old mister
开过的罐头还可以退换吗
How can you open up a can and say you want to reject it
那么我的女婿我也想告诉你这一句话
So my dear son-in-law I want to tell you this thing
开过的罐头可以退换吗
Can you open up a can and return it and reject it
这个女婿好好地想一想岳父讲得很幽默也是很有道理啊
So the son-in-law thought to himself This is a humorous remark but it is true
是不能够退换的。
I cannot reject whatever I've taken.
所以说夫妻两人已经成为一体了。
So Jesus already explained that the husband and wife are now one flesh.
怎么能够分开呢？
How then can you tear them apart?
不管发生任何的事情，
so no matter what happened,
我们都要承担。
We must bear it together.
我们要解决。
We must solve it.
但绝对不要说我们就离婚吧。
But we absolutely cannot say, hey, let's divorce.
对神、对自己、对道义上都讲不过去的。
Because it just cannot be so, whether we look at it from our viewpoint or from God's viewpoint or from the viewpoint of the truth.
我们小的时候是把婚姻当作儿戏。
When we were young, we really take weddings and marriages as child's play.
我们随便选我们伴侣的，今天你做新娘，我不要你，你太肥了，我选那一个做新娘。
So we will say, hey, today I'll take you as bride. No, you are too fat. I'll take this one.
那只是一个游戏啊，谁做新娘谁做新郎都不要紧。
It's just child's play. It doesn't really matter who plays your spouse.
可是长大以后，
but once we are grown,
我们就明白婚姻是叫做终身大事。
You understand that it is a lifelong thing to get married.
你知道什么叫做终身？
What's the meaning of lifelong?
就是一生一世的意思啊。
As long as we live.
所以我们称我们的伴侣叫做终身伴侣啊。
That's why we call our partner as life partner.
是一生一世的。
So you will love the entire lifespan.
我们已经长大了。
We are all grown.
我们不再把婚姻当作儿戏。
We cannot take marriage as child's play.
婚姻是终身的大事。
So marriage is a big thing.
它是我终身的伴侣。
And he or she is my life partner.
只有死才可以分开的。
And it is only to death do we part.
请看哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
First Corinthians 7.
39.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 39. A wife is bound by law as long as the husband lives. But if the husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only to the law.
这里讲得很清楚。
Very clearly it is stated here.
丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。
That as long as the husband lives, the wife is bound to him.
除非丈夫死了。
Unless the husband dies,
他们的婚约就结束了。
Only if the husband dies will the marital covenant.
如果他还年轻
be ceased,
他有自由，他可以随意再嫁。
And if she is still young and marriageable, she is at liberty to be married.
不过最好嫁在主里面。
But only in the Lord.
同样的，如果妻子还活着。
In the same vein, if the wife is alive,
我们丈夫也是被约束的。
The husband is also bound.
除非我们妻子离世了。
Only if the wife were to leave the world,
我们丈夫才可以另外娶。
That the husband can marry another woman.
要不然我们就破坏了这个婚姻。
If not we break the marriage,
我们就叫做犯奸淫了。
Then we become adulterous.
我们在神的面前举行这个婚约。
When we make a covenant of marriage before God,
我们每个人都在神的面前宣誓。
Each and every one of us takes the marriage vow.
我愿意一生一世爱他。
I will love and cherish him or her as long as we both shall live.
不管是贫穷或者是富足。
In sickness and in riches and in poverty.
或者是在病患当中。
In sickness and in health.
我都一样的，也一生的爱他。
I will love and cherish。
有人拿着枪对着你吗？
During the covenant, did anybody point a knife a gun at you?
我听到每一个做新娘做新郎的都很高兴，就说我愿意。
Of all the weddings I've seen, all the husbands and the wives are willingly saying I do.
怎么结了婚以后这么快就反悔呢？我不愿意了。
But why is it that you regret so far after your wedding and say I do not wish to marry?
我们忘记了我们的誓言了吗？
Have we forgotten our promises?
为什么我们不遵守我们的诺言呢？
Why do we not keep our promise?
那你说，
Just think about it.
那么你就说，
Then you say,
夫妻是我们两个人的事，关你们什么事？
It is between the both of us. What have you got to do with it?
你为什么这么我想要讲鸡婆不是哈？你为什么这么多事呢？
Why are you so nosy?
婚姻是我们两个人的事，我们自己谈，那是怎样？
We will do whatever we like.
这大概是在闹离婚的夫妻都会这样讲吧。
I believe all those people who want to divorce say the same thing.
一切的夫妻 夫妻哦，是你们两个人的事。
Yes, it's true. The relationship is between the both two of you.
完全不关别人的事。
It has nothing to do with the third party.
但是你不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
确实关系到神的事啊。
But it has also the God element.
你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about it?
请看马拉基书第二章。
Let's look at Malachi.
马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
我们读十三节到十四节
verses 13-14 and this is the second thing you do you cover the altar of the Lord with tears with weeping and crying and he does not regard the offering anymore nor receive it with goodwill from your hands yet you say for what reason because the Lord has been witness between you and the wife of your youth with whom you have dealt treacherously yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant
他们奉献，但是神却不接纳他们的奉献。
They offer an altar and God does not regard it.
他们就问神为什么不接纳我们的奉
献？ They ask God for the reason.
我们做错什么东西？
What have we done wrong?
神就差派先知告诉他们。
Then God sent the prophet to say to tell them.
因为你和你所娶的妻。你违反了你在神面前所立的盟约
because you have gone against the covenant you made with your wife before God
你让你的前妻在那边叹息哭泣
you let your former wife or the wife of your youth sigh and cry and weep
你用诡诈来对待你的妻子
you have dealt treacherously with her
你怎么叫神来接纳他们的奉献
how do you expect God then to accept your gifts
婚姻的创办人是谁呢
Who is the person who instituted marriage?
就是耶和华真神。
The true God, Jehovah.
这个世界起初只是一男一女。
The world only consisted of one man and one woman at first.
真分人就是耶神，主分人也是神。
And the one who officiated the marriage is God, and the parents was also God.
我们今天在教会举行婚礼。
Today in church, when we have a wedding,
我们也有主分人，我们也有真分人。
We have the wedding.The wedding host or the parent, and we also have the official.
但事实上，我们的天父才是真正的证婚人，他见证这一场婚礼的。
The actual person who officiates the marriage is our heavenly Father.
因为这个事业是在他的面前向他许的。
Because this covenant is made before His face.
虽然是传道敬礼主持证婚
although the person who the person who officiates is the minister.
可是他没有权柄的。
But the minister does not have authority in himself.
发生问题的时候，你找证婚来有什么用呢？
If there is any marital problem, of what use if you bring the minister, the officiating minister?
但是我们的神确实有权柄。
But God has authority.
所以十六节神这样说。
So verse 16, God says,
休妻的事和强暴待妻的人都是我所愤怒的。
The Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce and he hates violence.
所以你们应当谨守你们的心。
So we should take heed to our spirits,
不要行诡诈
and do not deal treacherously.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord God of hosts says.
所以我们做夫妻的
，So we who are husbands and wives,
我们要遵守我们在神面前所立的约。
We must keep the covenant that we make before the presence of God.
夫妻已经二人成为一体，不可再离开。
The two are now one. They can never depart from each other.
我们要相爱。一直到白头
and we must love each other till we grow gray hairs
当如果你婚姻起了问题的时候
but if there arise problems within the marriage
你想要分开
and you want to separate
那么就在你脑海里面打一个圈像就好了
then
打一个圈就是想一下就好了
you just need to think about it
我真的想要离开
yes I want to leave
打一个圈
Just think about it once.
然后打另外一个圈
And think another time through.
如果要离开，为什么当初我就这么爱他呢？
If I want to leave him or her, but why is it at the time I have so much love for him or her?
这世界这么多的女人，为什么我会选到她？
Or this world there are so many women, but why have I chosen her?
那今天为什么又要丢掉她呢？
And why have I chosen her only to throw her away now?
在这个时候回想当年情吗？
And at this time, try to recall the affection you had in the past.
我相信每一个夫妻他们的爱情故事都是很感动人的。
I believe that the love story of every couple is moving.
实际上都感动他们两个人。
At least, it has moved the souls of them.
要不然怎么会以身相许呢？
If not, why were they promising themselves to each other?
爱情的确是感人的。
Yes, love is a moving thing.
问世间情为何物，自交生死相许啊。
There's a poem that says, what is love, you may ask. Love can prompt a person to live or to die for the sake of love.
我不是在讲杨过跟小龙女啊。
I'm not talking about the condor heroes.
我所要讲的是野恋的爱情。
What I'm talking about is a love between two wild ducks.
宋朝有一个人叫做严浩问。
In the Song Dynasty, there was a man by the name of Yan Hao Wen.
有一天，他看到猎人哦，射那个野雁哦，那一只野雁掉下来死掉了。
And there was a time when he saw a hunter, shot down a wild duck.
他当然很高兴啦，今晚上有烧鸭吃啦。
And of course, the hunter is happy because he got a flying duck meat to eat.
但是剩下的另外一只野雁就很悲伤。
But then the remaining duck, was very saddened.
一面飞一面在那边飞鸣啊
，so the she was encircling the place and mourning.
突然之间，她往上飞
，suddenly she flew very high.
然后很快的往下冲
，and quickly she dashed down.
她自杀死了
，committed suicide.
所以严浩问在那边看，他很受感动。
So 严浩问 saw the things and was very moved.
他就把这个自杀身亡的野雁拿去埋葬。
And so he buried the wild duck who committed suicide.
然后他就写下这个千古名词。
And he wrote down these lines which are very famous.
问世间情为何物，自交生死相许。
You may ask, what is love? Love makes a person live or die for its sake.
他是为这一对野雁来写的。
He wrote this these lines because of these two ducks.
我想他心里这样想。
I believe he must be thinking, he must have thought to himself.
禽兽都这么多情，这么样的重情。
Even animals regard love so highly.
为什么这些人类却那么样的薄情，那么样的绝情呢？
And why is it that among human love is so thin, and in fact some of them don't have love at all?
他们不是曾经相爱，不是在一起生活吗？
Have they not once loved each other before and lived together before?
可是到后来为什么要互相埋怨，互相攻击？
Why is it that they murmur against each other in the end and even attack each other?
婚前爱到要死，什么人阻挡都没有用。
Before marriage, they loved each other even to death. Nobody could hinder them from loving.
婚后就怨到要死，什么人劝也是没有用。
And after marriage, they will hate each other so much, detest each other so much that nothing can bring them together.
对方真的一无是处吗？一点都不好吗？
Does it mean that the opposite party has no good point at all?
一点都不可爱，当初为什么你偏偏选中他？
If he or she is not lovely at all at the beginning, why did you choose?
他说传道你不懂啦。
You may say, oh, preacher, you don't understand.
他不是当初那个人哦。
He is no longer the same person at that time.
那当然的。那么你何尝又是当初的那个人呢？
Are you also the same person?
两个人都已经不是当初那个人
了。Both of you are not the same.
苏联有一个文学家叫做托尔斯泰，他讲的一句话很好。
There is a Russian literarist by the name of Tolstoy, and he said something that is very good.
他对这些新婚夫妻这样说。
He said to he has something to say for newlywed couples.
他说今日你们选择你们所爱的。
He said today you have chosen the one that you love.
他日就爱你们所选择的。
And in future you must love the one that you have chosen.
不是很好吗？
What do you think is beautiful?
怎么我们选择了我们所爱的，但是今天我们不选择我们所爱的呢？
Why is it that you have chosen the one you love and then after that you don't choose the one you love?
爱情不是一个买卖来的。
Love is not a business transaction.
你不能够说我买错了，现在要退货。
You cannot say that you made a wrong purchase and now you want to reject the good.
或者是我另外买过。
Or I repurchased.
这是违背主耶稣的道理。
This it goes against the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，夫妻二人成为一体了。
Jesus said, that the two have now become one flesh.
人不可以分开。
No one can pull these two persons apart.
当我们做夫妻的，我们要遵守在神的面前所立的约。
So as spouses, we must keep the covenant that we make before God.
婚姻是我们终身大事。
Because marriage is for life.
他是我的终身伴侣。
And he or she is my life partner.
除非死，要不然我们不会分开的。
Till death do us part.
好，那两人一体又要怎么办呢？
What shall we do being in one flesh?
那当然会产生问题啊。
Of course there will be problems.
好，那保罗就告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's read Ephesians 5.
我们读28-29节
Ephesians 5:28-29 So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church.
33节
Verse 33 Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself.And let the wife see that she respects her husband.
他很清楚地劝勉我们做丈夫的。
Very clearly, Paul exhorts us as husbands
要爱我们的妻子。
To love our wives.
好像爱你的身体一样。
As if you are loving your own body.
这样就没有问题了。
If this is so, then there would be no problem.
因为到目前为止，我们的身体都没有问题。
Because as of now, there's nothing wrong with our body.
不是说我们的身体不会病。
It is not that it doesn't succumb to sickness.
但是因为我们很爱我们的身体。
But because we love our body.
所以这个问题，这个身体一有一点问题，我们就很紧张。
So when there's a little bit of problem with our body, we become very anxious.
我们要找出原因来，我们要医治它。
We try to find the root or the cause of the problem in order to heal it.
我们不会让我们的身体这样败坏下去的。
We will not allow our body to degenerate.
因为我们爱我们的身体
we love our bodies.
所以我们身体照顾得很好啊。
So we take care of it very well.
这实在是很好。
This is good.
那么保罗就说了。
So Paul goes on.
你就是要这样爱你的身体来爱你的妻子。
You must love your wife like you love your own body.
因为你的妻子跟你是二人成为一体啊。
Because you and your wife are now one body.
爱她就是爱你的身体。
To love her is to love yourself.
他说从来没有人恨恶自己的身体。
No one ever hates.Body.
如果有一天你看到一个人哦在打他的身体哦
，One day if you sell, if you see somebody hitting his own body,
你一定说这个人一定是笑了。
You tell this person is mad.
那真的
，It's true.
如果他不笑了，他怎么会自己伤害自己的身体
？Not mad, why would he injure himself?
正常的人会爱惜自己的身体。
A normal person, any normal person would love his own body.
我们对自己的妻子
，and towards our wife,
就是要这样去爱她。
We must love her.
不要伤害她。
Do not.
没有人愿意伤害自己的身体。
Nobody will injure his own body.
所以为什么你们要怀恨要吵闹呢
？Then why must you bear grudges? Why must you quarrel?
我们中国人说
，The Chinese say,
一夜夫妻百日恩。
That if you are spouse for just one night, you owe it to each other to show grace.
就说夫妻不生隔夜气。
And it also says that between spouses, you do not keep your anger overnight.
所以有什么不愉快的，一觉起来就应该忘记了。
If there's any unhappiness, when you wake up the next morning, it should be forgotten.
不应该在彼此斗气斗骂。
You must not bear grudges. You must not snub each other.
这样的针锋相对，两个人都受伤害了。
Because if you were to be set against each other, both of you will be hurt.
好像英国以前的首相丘吉尔，他有一个名流太太，两个人都是死对头来的。
Former Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill, he had a wife of
不是有另外一个名流的太太。
Yeah, there was a aristocratic lady, who, and both of them kept barking each other.
那很不幸的，在一次的鸡尾酒会啊，他们两个又碰面了。
And unfortunately, at a cocktail party, Churchill met this woman.
好，那么那个名流太太拿起这个酒来，她就对这个丘吉尔说
，So this woman of nobility took up her glass and said to Churchill,
你知道吗
？Do you know?
如果我是你的太太哦，我就放毒药那边给你喝。
If I am your wife, I would poison this drink and give it to you.
丘吉尔也拿着一杯酒。
Churchill also had his last meeting.
那你又知道吗？
And he said, do you know?
如果我是你的丈夫，我就一口气喝完它。
If I'm your husband, I'll drink it all.
两个人的确是牙尖嘴利。
They were very witty.
但是两个人还不是一样伤得很深吗？
But don't you know that they will be injuring themselves to their remarks?
我们小的时候，大人告诉我们哦
，When we were young, the adults tell us.
说你拿刀的时候是要拿刀柄呢
？That when you hold a knife, hold the blade.
可是你要把刀拿给人家的时候
，Or you must take the handle. But when you hand over a knife to someone,
你要拿刀尖，刀柄要给人家拿。
You must hold the blade and allow the other person to grip the handle.
刀锋不要向着别人，也可以向着自己。
You can only point the dagger or the knife at yourself, not to others.
这个小孩子不接受，他说：“爸爸这样做，这个刀子会伤害到我啊。”
And the little child would say, "Hey, Dad, this is not good because it will injure me."
爸爸就告诉他
，Father would say,
他说伤害到你，好过伤害到对方啊。
Better to harm to hurt yourself than to hurt others.
所以安全的让对方拿刀锋，你自己小心一点拿就可以了。
Give the safe part to the other person to hold. You just be more careful yourself with a sharp blade.
他还是不太甘愿的，虽然小心也会割到啊。
The child would say, "Yeah, no matter how careful, but there will be accidents."
爸爸又在告诉
father would say, "Yeah."
他说是的
，Yes, it's true.
我们就是宁愿我们被割到，但是我们不愿意对方受到伤害。
We rather that we get injured, but we don't want to injure others.
这就是叫做爱
，This is love.
而且是一种很 high class 的爱。
My clothing are high class.
我的人格也要 high class.
My character must be high class.
所以我要拿刀尖刀柄给人家。
So I'll hold the blade and I offer the handle.
刀锋不可以向着别人，只向着自己。
The pointed part must be towards yourself.
这是一个好父亲，也是一个聪明的父亲。
Father, a wise father.
他训练他的孩子。
He trains his children.
从小就要明白。
To understand.
你虽然牙尖嘴利，但是不要伤害别人。
Then even if you have a sharp tongue, do not use it to injure others.
爱是宁愿自己受伤害，却不愿意伤害任何人。
Love would rather be hurt than to hurt.
记住，这是 high class 的爱。
Remember, this is high class love.
你不是说你是 high class 基督吗？
Don't you say you're high class 基督？
每一样都是这么高级，但是你的人格为什么这么低呢？
Everything is of such high class, but then your character is of low class.
你是书读到这么多，戴四方帽了。
You are a graduate. You are highly educated.
但是你的思想却是这么样的自私自利。
But why is your thinking so selfish?
那又何苦呢
？Why？
不是浪费了时间、
金钱、
的一切吗
？Of time and money and everything。
所以保罗告诉我们
，So Paul tells us，
做丈夫的就是应该这样的爱妻子。
That the husband must love our wife and be
不要伤害她，就好像我们没有伤害。
Do not harm her just like you do not want to harm your body。
而且还要进一步懂得保养顾惜啊。
And then to take one step further to love and be caring。
如果你不懂得什么叫做保养顾惜
，You do not know。The meaning of love and caring.
那就讲刚刚你买回一点新的 BMW 回来的时候，肯定要保养它。
Think of how you upkeep your new BMW.
啊，你就懂得什么叫做保养，什么叫做
You know what the meaning of love and caring.
如果有人家拿十个片在旁边轻轻刮一下，你什么感想
？Somebody scratches your car, what do you think?
哎，你会保养自己的。
Yes, you will cherish the car. You will upkeep it well.
我们做丈夫的。
So we as the husband,
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells,
就是要这样保养顾惜你的妻子。
You must nourish your wife and care for her.
要体谅她的软弱。
You must understand her weakness.
这个是彼得长老所说的啦。
This is what Peter the elder said.
你看彼得前书第三章
，First Peter chapter 3:17, verse 7. First Peter chapter 3:7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them.His understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers will not be hindered.
大概彼得是很爱他的妻子。
I believe that Peter loved his wife very much.
他说，妻子比我们软弱。
He tells the husband that the wife are weaker vessels.
事实上的，我们男人如果是用泥土做的哈，女人听说是用水做的。
People say that we men are made of soil and women are made of water.
不过不是了，圣经不是这么说啦。
This is not true because the Bible doesn't say so.
但是他的确是比我们软弱。
But yes, the women are the weaker vessel.
所以我们要多体谅他。
So we must have understanding.
所以要帮助他。
To help her.
尤其是在今天的社会。
Because especially in today's society,
夫妻两个人都要工作。
Both the husband and wife have to work.
那回来以后
，When we come back home,
还有家务，还有儿子的儿女的问题。
You have children's problems to solve. You have household chores.
那我们做丈夫的应该帮忙。
The husband must help. The husband must be understanding.
不要回到家里，我们就看报纸、跳水等吃饭。
Do not just cross your legs and read the papers and wait for his meal to be served.
已经应该可以了。
In the past years, this is to be expected.
因为男人在外面辛苦工作，女人只是专注做他家里的工作。
Because the husband toils so hard outside, and the woman just take care of household affairs.
可是今天两个人都工作啊。
Today, both husband and wife have to work.
所以更应该互相帮助。
So they need to help each other.
他骂地，我们就可以拿水啊。
If the wife mops the floor, we must fetch water for her.
他煮饭，我们可以帮忙切菜啊。
If she cooks the meal, we can help to cut the vegetables.
当男人更应该要做这些事情了。
In fact, being a man, you should do the more difficult task.
我们这些触动的就是让我们这些所谓大男人来说。
Because we are men and stronger.
这就是保养。
This is to nourish and to cherish.
因为你帮了他，就是帮自己的。
Because when you help her, you're helping yourself.
你不帮他，最后也是害你自己的。
You don't help her, you are harming yourself.
我刚刚休息的时候，到我们的书展去翻一下书。
And during the rest time, I went to the book fair and I flipped a few books.
我一翻就翻到一个故事。
And when I turned, I saw a story.
刚刚好可以讲这个道理的。
And this story is suitable for the sermon.
他说一个商人去买了好多的货。
Said that a certain merchant made a lot of purchases.
所以他又买了一匹马做他的坐骑。
And then he bought a horse to be his transporter.
那么又买了一匹骆驼来载这些货。
Oh, he bought a horse to be his.To for himself, to transport himself, and he bought a camel to transport the goods.
那么货太多，他怕这个驴子哦，啊，承担不了费，就拿一些放在马背上。
驴子和骆驼。
啊，对不起，一匹马跟一匹骆驼，哎，不是这个驴子。
So it's the horse and the donkey. The donkey for goods and the horse for himself. But he thought that the goods were too many, so he took some goods off the donkey's back and put on his own.
好。那么走到一半，这个驴子就对这个马说
，And halfway, the donkey said to the horse,
他说马兄，我今天身体不太舒服。
Brother horse, I do not feel very well today.
这个负担还是太重，你可以帮忙我拿多一点吗
？My burden is still too heavy. Can you help me with a little more?
这个马兄都已经马脸长长了。
And the horse has already got a long face.
我是坐骑，已经帮你载货了，已经降低身份了，还要我帮你载货
？I'm supposed to be for only humans, and yet I've already taken some goods. It is already a lowering of status, and yet you want me to carry more?
所以他好不高兴啊
！And he was very mad.
那么又在上路了
，and then we carry on the journey.
这个女子啊，真的病倒了。
And the donkey fell ill.
他就求这个马大哥。
And the donkey said, Brother horse,
我连走路都不稳了，我支持不下去了。
I'm unstable even in my gait. I really cannot hold any.
你如果不帮我的话，我真的会死，倒在这里的。
If you don't help me, I will die on the road.
马大哥说，那是你的事，关我什么事
？And brother horse said, Your business, none of mine.
终于女子倒下去了。
Really the donkey fell.
那么主人摇摇头下来。
The master came down the horse and shook his head.
如果你是个主人，你怎么办
？If you are the master, what would you do?
不要这些货吗
？Will you abandon the goods?
当然你不要死驴子啦，可是货你要的。
Of course, you wouldn't want a dead donkey, but you want the goods on the back.
通通都放在马背上。
All the goods went to the horse.
然后又骑到马背上。
And he himself sat on the horse.
这个时候马大哥就惨了。
And Brother horse at a hard time.
他就很后悔了。
He really regrets.
当初如果我帮他背多一点驴子，还不会累倒。
If I had shared a little bit of his burden, perhaps the donkey wouldn't have died of exhaustion.
他才想起古人说的话。
Then he remembered the words of the wise sages.
助人助己，害人害己。
That helping others is helping yourself, and harming others is harming yourself.
可是已经太迟了
，it's all too late.
那我们做夫妻两个人
，but as husband and wife,
岂不是更应该要这样的互相帮助吗
？Isn't it all the more necessary for us to help each other?
要不然只是害你自己而已。
Not you are only harming yourself.
所以夫妻应该这样的相爱。
So we must love each other as
spouses. 那除了爱以外，还要加上尊重。
Apart from love, there also must be honor.
就像保罗跟彼得，他都这样讲。
Just like Peter and Paul, they both said the same thing.
保罗是说妻子的要敬重丈夫。
Paul said that the wife must honor the husband.
那么彼得是说，我们做丈夫的也应该敬重我们的妻子。
And Peter said that husbands must also honor their wives.
他说这样啊，叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
This way your prayers will not be hindered.
夫妻两个人互相敬重，连神都喜欢，会听你的祷告。
If there is mutual respect between husband and wife, even God would have favor on them and hear their prayers.
如果我们不懂得互相敬重，
If they do not know how to have respect for each other,
神也会不喜欢的。
God will not be pleased.
所以我们常常说，夫妻要相敬如宾。
So we always say that husband and wife must have respect to each other as if they are guests.
大概
they are VIP guests.
新婚的时候真的是相敬如宾。
Perhaps after the wedding, they would treat each other very courteous.
可是老夫老妻的还会相敬如宾吗？
But once you become an old couple, would you still treat each other like treating VIP guests?
相敬如宾啊，有三样。
In Chinese, there's a pun to this phrase.
一个是
three kinds.
一个是贵宾的宾啦，相敬如宾。
One, the word guest means your invited guest, your honored guest.
这样夫妻两个人的生活一定很恩爱。
If this is so, then there will be love, really a loving relationship between.
有问题也不是问题的。
Even if there is a problem, the problem will diminish into nothing.
我那天看报纸，看到一个台北市长马英九。
The other day I read the papers and I read about the mayor of Taipei,
Ma Ying-jeou, 对，台湾很多这些新闻人物啊，大概都有这个分外心，可是他还是一枝独秀，非常的单忠心的。
In Taiwan, many of these newsmakers have extramarital relationships, but this guy is still, still keep to his marital integrity.
你不要以为他是丑八怪哦，他可以被称为是美男子。
Don't think that he's ugly, he's rather handsome.
但为什么他夫妻却这么样的恩爱呢？
But why is it that he and his wife have such a loving relationship?
所以在一次的喜宴当中，那些记者很不客气的就向他请教了。
So there's one time during a wedding banquet, the reporters asked him point blank.
他说你们有什么秘诀吗？
Do you have any secret?
他说有的，我们有三个约定。
He said, yes, we have three agreements.
第一个约定
first,
我们家中的大事是由我做主。
The big things in the house, I take charge.
第二点
secondly,
家中的小事是由我的太太做主。
The small things in the family, my wife takes charge.
我们说丈夫的就很高兴啊。
So the husbands are very happy.
说妻子的就不太高兴。
So of course the wife will not be happy.
你们这些男人都是一样的。
All you men are the same.
那么第三点是什么呢？
What's the third point?
怎样去分什么叫做大事跟小事呢？
How do you separate what is big things and what are small things?
马英九说问题就是在这里。
And the mayor Mark said, here is where the problem lies.
这个解释权啊，我就给我的太太。
I allow my wife to interpret what is big and small.
让她去解释这个大事跟小事。
I allow my wife to decide what are great things, big things, what are small things.
太太很高兴啊，我有了一个大小事的解释权。
And the wife are very happy and say, oh, I've got the right to interpret what is big and small.
既然丈夫这么尊重我，我也应该尊重给他。
So since my husband gives me so due honor, and I will give him honor.
那我解释了以后，就交给他去做主了。
So after I have made the interpretation, I let him make the last decision.
因为大事他做主吗？
Because big things.He's the one in charge.
我解释吗？
I interpret it.
所以两个人都有个商量。
That is to say, there is this conference or there is discussion.
大家互相尊重。
They have a mutual honor.
所以我们客家话语是这样说啊。
So there's a Hakka phrase.
一个夫妻莫牵挡了，只爱夫妻好商量。
That is to say that couples should not look for a rich harvest to.Carry together, but a couple should have opportunities to discuss things together.
有商有量，没有很多问题呢。
If there are discussions, how can there be problems?
问题就是因为没有的好商量。
The problem is because there's no no room for discussion.
做了才来商量，那还商量什么呢？ 那就吵架了。
If you ask before you discuss what kind of discussion is that, it will only end up as quarrel.
好，另外一个相敬如宾，那个是冰山的冰。
Then so the other respecting the other phrase, phrase it means respecting each other can be a pun which goes to say you treat each other with ice cold face.
日久生情当然没有错啦，但是日久了也会太过熟悉变成习惯了。
You build a relationship over time, it is true, but the reverse is also true, that is familiarity beats contempt.
所以我们就会失去那一种的热忱跟那一种的敬意了。
You lose respect for each other, you lose the warmth.
那因此讲话的时候就会很不客气了。
Then you will not be too courteous when you speak to each other.
那么大家的态度也变成很放肆。
Your attitude will be lax.
这样对方就会感觉到有一点被藐视。
Then your opposite may feel insulted.
甚至太熟了不需要讲 都可以知道，因此就越来越少讲了。
So some people will say, oh, we are, you know each other so well, so we dispense with certain basic courtesy, and after a while, you don't even want to say.
但是变成两个人都没有什么话好说了。
So there's nothing much to say to each other, and except the ice cold front to put on. In the past, if your spouse is angry, you will clown around just to humor her.
哦，你笑起来，你生气起来还有另外一种美呢。
You look beautiful in another way when you're angry.
现在他生气的时候,
now if he gets angry,
你也脸长长,
you pull a long face.
虽然你就是马兄,
so you're not Mr. Hall,
你也脸长长,
but you become, you have a long face.
生什么气?
Why are you angry?
照镜子啦,
you look at yourself in the mirror.
好像鬼一样,
like a ghost.
分钱他拿一个小纸袋,
now when he carries a child, he carries a big thing, big bag.
所以这个坐骑就不开心了，喂，你没有看到啊？
The wife would be angry and say, hey, didn't you see me with all this load?
看到了啦，这算什么？你那天去shopping拿了六七个袋子，还不是一样自己拿？
Yes, I've seen it, but then the other time when you went shopping, you had more than this than you are. You could manage it alone.
夫妻相敬如宾啊。
So you respect each other with an ice cold blood.
那这怎样没有问题呢？
How can there be no problem?
不过最惨的是相敬如宾那个打仗的兵。
But the word is that if you if you respect, so to speak, with weaponry,
相敬如宾啊，那就惨了。
If you treat each other with weaponry,
三日一小骂, 七日一大架。
Every 3 days you have a small quarrel, and every 7 days you have a great fight.
爱之窝变成火葬场啊！
Then your love mess becomes a battlefield.
今天冷战，明天就热战。
Tomorrow is cold war. Today is cold war, and tomorrow is fiery war.
现在是小战，但是改天肯定是大战。
Now it's a small battle, but it will be a big war sometime.
那两个人真的可以说是真金白战，不死也重伤。
So if you have so many battles, even if you don't die, you'll be greatly injured.
所以我们的感情就破裂，连我们的心都碎了。
So the love hurts and your heart hurts even more.
有一个人跳楼,
somebody committed suicide by jumping down the building.
那个警察就上去劝他。
there's someone who lingers at the top of the building wanting to jump down, and the police went up to the police goes and try to talk him into giving up.
可见他还没有跳楼, 可见他在那边挣扎,
but there is a struggle.
所以他就要帮助他了。
So the police would want to help the person.
他说你要想想,
think about it.
你家里还有年老的父母啊,
you have old aged parents at home.
你真的要白发人送, 白发人送黑头人吗
？Do you want the aged people to attend your funeral, funeral of a young man?
他们会很伤心的。
They'll be very saddened.
那想到他的父母，他真的是觉得对不起他们。
So when he thought of his parents, he thought, yeah, it's right them. I'm doing them wrong.
所以他就跳下来了。
So he came down from.
那么警察认为他讲的有功效啊。
So the police man thinks that, oh, what he has said is effective.
他又告诉他。
And he said,
你也要想想你的孩子啊。
You must think of your children.
你真的要他们变成做小孤儿吗
？You want them to be little orphans.
苦儿流浪记，你看过的啦，很苦的。
Have you seen the film, the story of the orphans? You know how terrible orphans.
想到他孩子，他也是伤心的啦。
So when he thought about his orphans, his children,
他就
was sad.
他就头低低开始走了。
And with drooping head, he walked on.
警察很高兴啊。
The police were so happy.
你再想想你的妻子啊。
Think about your wife.
He 讲到妻子，他的脸变色，抬起头来，脸色变了。
He lifted up his head and his countenance changed.
然后他冲下去跳楼了。
He dashed.
这就是真的跳了。
This time he really dashed down.
夫妻如果整天吵吵闹闹，不是骂就是打。
If you always quarrel and fight,
身体受伤是小事，更重要是心灵受伤。
If you get injured, bodily is not that bad, but the important thing, the worst thing is that you inflict wounds in your spirit.
那还有什么意义和快乐呢？
Then what meaning is there to life? What joy is there?
相敬如宾，你选择哪一个
？So to treat each other with courtesy, what kind of courtesy you give each other?
最后，我想跟大家来读约翰福音第二章。
Finally, I'd like to read Gospel of John, chapter 2.
第二节
，verse 2，
跟第三节
，and verse 3。Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
这里有一场婚礼。
There is a wedding here.
可是发生了一些问题。
But they had some problems.
就是没有酒了。
They had no wine.
欢乐就暂时停止。
So the merrymaking ceased for a while.
那要怎么办呢
？So what should they do?
幸好他们有请主耶稣。
And fortunately, Jesus was invited.
那么主耶稣的母亲就对主耶稣说。
Then the mother of Jesus said to him,
他们有问题了。
There is a problem.
他们的酒用完了。
They ran out of wine.
我们的人生有时候有许多美酒。
In our lives, there may be good wine at some moments.
意思是说，给我们很多的快乐。
There is things that bring us happiness.
但是酒会用尽的。
But wine.Will run out one day.
当我们的婚姻生活快乐结束而问题产生的时候
，When the joy goes out of marriage and problems come in,
我们要怎么办
？What should we do?
你就要告诉主耶稣。
Tell it to Jesus.
主耶稣有这个权柄，用水变成美酒。
Jesus has the authority to turn water into good wine.
让我们可以继续来享受这个婚礼的快乐。
So that we can continue with the joy of the wedding.
因此，在我们的夫妻生活里面
，So in our life of husband and wife,
最重要的我们要有主耶稣。
The important thing is that we must have the Lord Jesus.
有钱当然好了。
Yes, it's good to have some money.
但是很多东西钱解决不了。
But there are many things that cannot be solved.
尤其是心灵的问题
，especially matters of the heart.
我们需要主耶稣。
We need the Lord Jesus.
因此，在我们的信仰生活里面
，So in our life of faith,
夫妻两个人要敬畏真神。
The husband and the wife both must have reverence for God.
要热心聚会敬拜主。
To be zealous in attending church and to worship God.
要遵守夫妻之道。
And to keep to the way of spouse.
当我们的酒用完了有问题的时候
，When the wine is exhausted and when problems arise,
我们的主会帮助我们。
The Lord Jesus will help us.
祈求主耶稣祝福我们每一对的夫妻。
May the Lord Jesus bless each and every couple here.
让我们能够遵守夫妻之道。
That we will keep to the way of husband and wife.
敬畏真神。
To fear the Lord.
遵守主道。
And to keep the Lord's truth.
这个婚姻才是长久跟幸福的。
Only then will your marriage last and be happy.
同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.